AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
Thank you for tuning into this edition of the Aviation Pros Podcast. I'm Walkie Arrow, assistant editor of AMT Magazine. On today's episode, we're featuring an excerpt from my conversation with Greg Saar, president and CEO of Elliott Aviation. You can find Greg and I's complete conversation in the next edition of AMT, appearing online and in your mailbox later this month. Enjoy.
In the past couple of years, what have some of your challenges been, and how have you overcome them?
Yeah, I think not unique to Elliott at all, but it certainly has impacted us, is the ability to find qualified technicians fast enough to allow us to grow at the rate that we are, pushing to grow. So I think we have really strengthened our team, our recruiting approach, and our team. 2 years ago, we hired a HR executive. The title is Vice President of Talent and Culture. And essentially, that was a clear recognition on our part that the human resource element of our business and of our growth was going to be, obviously, it's going to lead the way. It was, one of our biggest obstacles and challenges to solve. So I think that's been the biggest challenge for us.
What's kind of your opinion just of the MRO industry in general right now?
The MRO industry is in an interesting period right now. I think there's still opportunities for companies, independent MROs like Elliott Aviation, to provide great service and great quality to customers. There is definitely a kind of a re-leveling of the amount of business out there. I think there is some capacity opening up post ADS-B here. Certainly, the avionics side of the MRO business is really shuffling, in terms of capacities and opportunities for, keeping those folks busy is going to be a challenge here in the coming months and maybe even years. But I think the rest of it remains strong. Our interior business is and paint business remains strong. There's tremendous opportunity out there for aftermarket aircraft modifications for paint and interior. I think the service business, the amount of out of warranty aircraft that are still in service, continues to grow. So that installed base or that fleet continues to grow, which represents tremendous opportunity for independent MRO businesses like Elliott. But in order for an independent MRO like us to be successful, we understand clearly that we have to have partnerships. And the strength of the partnerships that we have with Textron, Embraer, Garmin, and others in the industry is absolutely critical to our success. And that's why we've invested so much time into that. And I think our approach as a true partner has helped us grow those relationships.
So turning towards the future now, what's on the horizon for Elliott?
Yeah, so very exciting time and new opportunities are ahead. And, obviously being privately owned for nearly 84 years and now being owned, primary ownership being private equity is a great opportunity for Elliott Aviation. We are definitely looking to continue to grow our business. I think one of the key things that we're looking to do is expand our geographic footprint. We believe our brand is very strong and would be well served to be in some of the other geographic regions within the United States. So we're looking hard at that growth opportunity right now. But strategically, we're looking to continue to grow organically. We have some, you know, really strong programs. We've got some, you know, our facilities that have been growing that we're looking to do some capital improvements to expand some of our capacities. We're looking for opportunities to expand our capabilities in areas like accessory. And we'll continue to look to our partners in the industry for opportunities to expand some of those partnerships to add, you know, additional capability. But we definitely plan to continue to grow the business. And we're taking an aggressive approach to that.
Are there any specific trends you're noticing and taking advantage of or that are impacting you?
Yeah, honestly, it seems, you know, we've only been, you know, this change of ownership is only a month and a few days old at this point, but there seems to be tremendous opportunity in the marketplace to expand. I think there is some opportunity out there because of the end of ADS-B, and there, as I said before, there seems to be, you know, some capacity opening up, and some of those smaller independent MRO, there seems to be opportunity out there to look at partnerships and potential acquisitions and those things. So I think one of the things that we've done very consistently is we put a lot of focus on the customer. We have annually we have a customer advisory board. We really push for getting customer feedback from many of our projects that go through our facilities, and drive that, you know, ensure that we drive a really high response rate on our survey responses after customers go through our facilities, and we really look closely at their feedback and work closely with the customers to make sure we understand how we can continue to improve. And I think even our presence at trade shows, we have shifted to much more of a customer orientation focus in terms of being very proactive in building those relationships and partnerships with customers. And the feedback that we've gotten through the years has really continued to help make us who we are. It's very foundational for us. I really reinforce our core values on a weekly, daily basis, and I think it resonates with our team, and I think a lot of our employees really use that to set their foundation on a daily basis for their actions, for their decisions. I think that is one of the things that helps set us apart. It's a really exciting time for our business. We have an exceptional team, and we're well positioned for growth. I think we've got tremendous opportunity in front of us to continue to grow our business with our customers' input and feedback, and I'm excited about the years ahead.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find more episodes like it on aviationpros.com, along with breaking news from around the world of aviation. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.